So today is the 28th of January, the 2nd of Shvat. And we are starting a new perek, Perek Yud Zayin. We are still well into the rebellion of Achitofel and David HaMelech's escape. And if you remember, David had sent his friend Hushai, the Archi, away because we inferred from that based on the commentaries that he was old and feeble and really would be a burden to David. And then David had this brilliant idea, why don't you go to Avshalom and you can be my spy, he'll trust you. And last time at the end of Tetzayin, Achitofel had given this horrible advice to Avshalom to go take all of David's concubines that he had left to guard the house. And Hushai couldn't say anything because he needed to be embedded and beyond suspect that he was loyal to Avshalom. But he gets his opportunity now in the beginning of Yud Zayin. And it's you can, like, even based on how you see the little parshiot, the paragraph breaks, you can see the tension in it. So we're going to pay attention to that. Okay. So this is the next stage. So Avshalom has defiled all of the concubines in front of all the eyes of Israel. And now the next step of how he's going to defeat David HaMelech. Okay, so we'll read Aleph through Vav together. Vayomer Achitofel Avshalom, Evchara na 12,000 ish. So Achitofel says to Avshalom, now you have to choose 12,000 men. Now keep in mind that in terms of biblical proportions of wars and plagues and all these things, 12,000 is not a lot. Okay? Like, we think of sending 12,000 troops to the Middle East or something, and that's a lot, right? Like, that's really a lot. But in biblical proportions, that is not a lot of men. Okay? So that's like 1,000 from each shevet, which is what we're going to see that one commentator says, but the Abarbanel disagrees. Okay. And I will go, and I bolded all of the first person here, just so you could pay attention to the difference between Achitofel and Hushai. Okay? So I will go, and I will chase after David tonight. Okay? So this is after, immediately after this whole shame of the Pilegshim, and David has escaped, and he's assuming that they're going to be weary from the escape, and he's going to go attack them tonight with just 12,000 men, like an ambush in the night. But Vavolav Vahuya gave a rafe a dime. He's going to be tired and weak. Vehecharadati oto, and I'm going to cause him to tremble. How do they? I will startle him, right? Like charedim, tremblers. And then everybody who's with him is going to flee because they're totally unprepared for battle. And I, Achitofel, am going to kill the king only, himself. Okay? So it's like a targeted killing, kind of. And Achitofel is putting himself in the position of being the drone, in our language, so to speak. Gimel v'ashiva kol ha'am elecha, and I will return all the nation to you. Keshuv hakol ish asher ata mevakesh kol ha'am yashalom. Malbim's going to tell us that this pasuk is a heavy stone upon all of the commentaries' necks. So I'm just going to read what it says from the Chabad. I will bring back all the people to you. When all shall have returned the man whom you seek, then all the people will be at peace. You see, it makes no sense, even in the Chabad. Okay, so we're going to see a couple different things on that. Okay. Oh, so we're just going to go through Dalet, actually. Vayishar hadavar b'nei Avshalom uvinei kol ziknei Yisrael. So this seemed yashar, straight. Notice it's not good. It's just straight. In the eyes of Avshalom and in the eyes of the elders of Israel. Okay, so we have a few different groups of people that we're going to be talking about. So this is the elders of Israel. Okay, so let's read some of the commentaries on those. So you can imagine, and just what, before we read the commentaries, just try to imagine Hushai standing there and how he's going to respond. And this is like, I forgot if it was in there, Rav Bazak says this is the speech of his lifetime, like how he's going to respond to this, because this is a very excellent plan. Okay, so Radak there in the beginning says, 12,000 Aleph mikol shevet v'shevet, And I'm pretty sure the Abarbanel says, no, it's just representative, 12,000 of each Shevet, but it would just be whoever was available of the 12,000. So differences there. Okay, Malbim Bayomer Achitofel. Achitofel lo nimlach bechushi ha'archi. So Achitofel says of his own volition, he doesn't consult with Chushi in deciding what to do next. Achar shemegamet panav haya laharog et David, v'yadach shechushi lo yaskim al zeh. So the Malbim explains that Achitofel knows that Chushi would never agree to killing David, and that's why he doesn't consult with him. Ulamatarazo panav be'etzato. And for this goal, he turns for his vice. Behine hitna arba dvarim. So he makes four conditions. Aleph, sheyirdof tekef, ba'od shehu yagav v'rafayadaim, v'lo yaniach lozman shiyanafesh, v'shiyachin etza u'gvura l'milchama. V'zeh shamar evchara na, ratzon lamar ota. Okay, so the first one is he has to go immediately. They can't waste any time. They have to go while he's still exhausted, before he has a time to refresh or prepare any advice or strength for war. And that's why he says, na. Na means three things in Hebrew. So you could have interpreted it as, please let me go. But in this case, he's saying, now. I will go, I will choose now. The other definition is actually raw. When Esav asks, Yaakov, he says, give it to me raw. Okay? So, bet, shelo yikachimo kol Yisrael. He doesn't have to bring everyone with him. Rak yud bet elef ish, only 12,000 men. Gimel, shelo yirdof avshalom, rak hu yirdof. So this is probably the most unusual part of his plan, that Avshalom, the would-be king, should not come with him, only he will go. Dalet, shelo yirdof bayom, rak balayla. He should only go during the day, not at night. And now he's going to explain his reasoning. Bet ve'avo alav ve'hu yaga. So I'll come to him and he'll be tired. Ayde she'yirdof tekef. Because he's going as soon as possible, immediately. Yasigehu be'odo yaga ve'rafa yadayim. He'll be able to catch him while he's still tired and weak. Ve'ayde she'yavo pit'om be'lo hachana uvalayla. And since he's going suddenly, without any preparation, and at night, then he'll be frightened and all the nation with him will run away. And by way of this, he will be able to kill only the king. There won't be any other casualties. And it's for this reason that Avshalom also can't chase after with him. Because he knows the... Oh, what's that technical word for how something looks?
The son shouldn't kill the father. Yeah, it looks bad.
Exactly. So he knows that this looks bad. There's a fancy word for how it looks.
Optics.
Yes, the optics. Thank you. Yes, the realtor knows that word. Okay. So
it's Marasayan.
Right. So the optics of Avshalom coming with on this targeted killing of David HaMelech. Avshalom, Achitofel knows that that looks bad. Okay. Rak ani ahargenu. Bioti goel hadam shel Uriah hachiti. So back to this old story. Only I will kill him because I am the blood avenger of Uriah the Chiti. Remember, they're related. Okay? So Achitofel has a reasonable excuse, and maybe even he feels he can get away with it legally as a blood avenger for
Could
David.
You remind me, Stacey, the relationship?
Right, so it's in one of these things. I think Achitofel is the grand... No, Achitofel is only 33. He's in direct line.
Yeah.
And I think one of the other commentaries later is going to quote the direct line. Otherwise, I'll look it up and remind you. But it's a direct line. No, I was just thinking as I read it that I didn't remember the exact. Okay? So that's setting up all the optics for good... of how it will look if Avshalom does this. Okay, and then Gimel, Hashelet, Pasuk ze ke'even ma'amasa lechol ha'mifarim. So this pasuk is like a heavy stone to anybody who tries to explain it. That's one that didn't even make sense in the English. Ve'ashiva kol ha'am alecha, I'll return all the nation to you. Be'er lo od to'elet she'etza me'etza zo. He gives him another benefit that will come out of this advice. Shebezet bekal yashuv kulam elav. With this advice, it'll be easy for him to get everyone else to come back to him. Ki im tava'er ha-melchama v'yiplu rabim b'cherev, az af she'natzeach yitchalku ha'am l'shnei machanot. Because if there's a long, drawn-out war, and many people are killed, then even if Avshalom wins, the nation will be divided into two camps. V'rabim yishmeru eva al achihem asher naflu b'cherev. And many people will remain angry on their brothers that died by the sword. V'im yiharek ha-melech b'milchama, she'ye Avshalom ha-matzbi et ha-am. And if the king were to be killed in war, where Avshalom is the commander of the nation, Yomru ki ratzach et aviv, then they'll say he murdered his father, even if he didn't actually do it, but he's commanding this army that caused his father to be killed. Lo kein kesheyehargenu Achitofel b'layla, which is not the case if Achitofel runs out and kills him at night. Yiglol ha'ashma al Achitofel, the guilt will only be on Achitofel. Ve'avshalom yachra po al horeg aviv, and Avshalom can pretend to be angry at Achitofel for killing his father. Rak she'az yitain pikudat chesed shemocha l'chol mi shechet negdo, v'sheyashuvu kulam l'beitam k'derech ha'malachim limchol kol pesha be'et malchutam. So then he'll feign anger at Achitofel, and then as the king has the power to forgive out of chesed, he and allow anybody who committed any crimes to return back to their homes at the time of his kingship. So that's what he'll do. Ubezet uchal gamanochi lashuv lebeiti, and then I'll also be able to return to my house. Bezet shamar keshuv hakol haish asher ata mevakesh, and that's what this weird part of the pasuk means: returning all the man that you seek. Sheoro keshuv hakol, that everyone will return haish asher ata mevakesh, the man that you request. Kevan al atzmo, Malvim's difficult here too. Since it's on himself, she'agam she'az tevaksheni lehargeni, since you'll seek to kill me, al sheharagti et avicha, since I killed your father, b'kol ze yelecha kesut einayim she'ashuv keshuv akol. In any case, you'll have a cover-up because everybody's going to be returning. So I'll just go along with the flow. She'achar she'tzaveh she'ashuv kol mored u'poshea, because after you're going to command that any rebeller or criminal can return, yashuv ha'ish hazeh, shehu Achitofel gamkin, so too will this man, me, return. Leman kol hayam yia shalom, so that all the nation will be in peace. Ki tomar, she'iyafshar lecha ladun horeg avicha, since you'll say it's impossible for you to judge the one who killed your father, mipnei she'it komamu al zeh ohavei Achitofel v'son ei David, because the people who love Achitofel and those who hate David will rise up against you if you punish me in any way. Uba'ofen zeh teitzei naki. And in this way, you, Avshalom, will come out clean. I have this soap. I get this monthly package from, it's called Lev Ha'olam. And it was like during all the BDS stuff where people were boycotting anything made in Yehuda V'Shomron. So this is a box of stuff that's made in Yehuda V'Shomron, and they get to market their stuff. It's like chocolate and food and olive oil and jewelry sometimes. And so there's this artist in Israel, he's religious, and he makes kind of ironic art. So he's been manufacturing these bars of soap that say Naki Kapayim, on them, which means clean hands, but it also means like I'm clean of any wrong doing. So, okay, so that reminded me of that. Sorry. Okay, so you'll come out of this clean. V'kol Yisrael yashuvu alecha, and all of Israel will return to you. V'yoter karov shadlatot hamikra hazeh makbilim el hakatuv hakodem. So I had to look up some of these words. It's so, and I don't really understand what he's saying, but the language is really beautiful, so we're going to read it anyway. So it's more near that. So a delet is also a line of a poem. Okay, so I think he's calling each pasuk here a delet. So the delatot hamikra, the lines of the scripture, of this scripture, makbilim, are parallel to the what comes before it. Okay? So I didn't spend enough time looking at it and thinking about it. It was confusing enough as it was. So I apologize for that, but it's just nice the way he writes. V'nas kol ha'am asher ito, and the entire nation that's with him will flee. V'ashiva kol ha'malecha, and I will bring all the nation back to you. Kishuv ha'kol, as everyone returns. Perush be'et yashuv le'betam, at the time that everyone's returning to their houses. V'hiketzi atamelech levado, ha'ish asher atam avakesh. And I alone will kill the king, the man that you seek. Okay, so the Radak has a slightly different explanation on this. Ha'ish asher atam avakesh, the man that you seek. Achar asher ahareg ha'ish asher atam avakesh. So now he's saying the man that you seek is David Hamach, that after I will kill the man that you seek, ra'ato, his bad, behu David. Kamosha amar v'hiketi atam melech levado. As it says, I will kill the king himself. V'ketargum Yonatan batar dit katel gavra da'at baye. So after the man that you want to be killed is killed, v'amru ki has sina hagdola hazot, and they said that this great hatred, shehaya sone achitofa David. Oh, here's Deborah where it's going to say that Achitofel hated David, sheya'atz harigato, that he advised his killing, ubezehu b'devarav she'amar, and that's in his words, achrei David, after David, velo amar achrei hamelch David. So Achitofel is being disrespectful to the king, and you can see his hatred from him by leaving out the word king, mipnei hama'aseh she'asah b'Batsheva, because of the incident of Batsheva, ve'amru ki Batsheva haita bat beno shel Achitofel. So, yeah, but it's confusing because I really feel like other commentaries say that Achitofel is only in his early 30s here. But then there are also other sources. I think I was intellectually honest and brought them, even though they really bother me, that say that Batsheva was like 8 or 9 at the time. I think I brought them, that we talked about like the quickening of maturity, different things. Okay, so I guess it's possible he could be a grandfather. We see that in different segments of society. Dichtiv halozot bat sheva bat Eliam, v'kativ Eliam ben Achitofel ha'giloni. Right. Okay. Back to the Malbim Mendalid, and then we'll go back to our text. V'yashar hadavar, lo kativ v'yitav hadavar. So it was straight, and it does not write that it was good. Ki his advice. Ki be'emet haya davar zeh ra be'ineham. Because truly, this was really bad in their eyes, laharog et ha'melech, to kill the king. Rak shematzu shehi etza yeshara, Movelet b'derech karov el hatachlit. But they saw that it was straight because it brings them the closest to the purpose of what they're trying to accomplish. Hagam she'adavar be'atzmo lo hutav be'ineham, even though the thing itself wasn't good in their eyes. Vayomer Avshalom, l'chein amar she'ikra l'chushi ha'archi. And that's why Avshalom is going to call to Chushi ha'archi to get his opinion. V'asher yadah she'chushi yit'amitz l'hafer davar zeh. Because he knew that Hushi would try as hard as he could to release this thing, v'yishma ma ye'atz lehasig et ha'tachlit, and he would hear what he would advise to reach the purpose, to achieve the purpose, b'derech acher, in a different way, shelo yitzdrachu lertzoach et ha'melech, so they wouldn't need to kill the king. Okay? Okay, so, if you just look at the paragraphs again, Achitofel has given this really good, sound advice that would achieve their purposes. And we're left with, like, you know, a paragraph break. What's going to happen? How is Avshalom going to react? Ve'yomer Avshalom, kro na gam l'chushi ha'archi. Baruch Hashem, everyone can breathe. Avshalom says, let's also hear from Chushi ha'archi. V'nishma ma b'piv gam hu. And we'll hear what's also in his mouth. Vav, ve'yavo Chushi al Avshalom. Chushi came to Avshalom, Vayomer Avshalom, Elav, and Avshalom said to him, Lemor, saying, Kadavar hazeh, daber Achitofel, hanase et devaro im ayin, ata daber. Oy, like goosebumps, right? So, of this thing Achitofel spoke, shall we do his word or not? You speak. It's like, oh my gosh, the pressure. Okay, so now you see there's a long paragraph of what Achitofel is going to speak. So let's just see if we have any commentary on Hey and Vav. So there is commentary on Vav in the Malbim. Okay, Hashelot. Lama sha'al l'chushi achar she'yashra atzat Achitofel b'enei kulam. So why did he even ask Chushi after the advice was straight of Achitofel in the eyes of everyone? Page 3. V'lama azvu atzat Achitofel shehiyu lahem kedvar Elokim bayamim hahem. And why did they abandon the advice of Achitofel? Because his words were like God in those days. V'lama amar kedvar hazed davar Achitofel daber Achitofel v'lo amar ko ya'atz Achitofel hatova etzato v'kama sheheshiv lo tova ha'etza. Okay, and then why he's paying attention to the language here that Hushai said. So Hushai said, "Lo tova ha'etza asher ya'atz Achitofel." So he's asking, why wouldn't he have said the thing? Why doesn't he say the words of Achitofel instead of the etza of Achitofel? Okay. Oh, wait, no, that's not what he's asking. He's asking something. So he says, Avshalom asked about the Devar, and Hushai is turning it into Eitzah. Right. Okay, so that's what's going to happen. Okay, Kedavar Hazet, Diber Achitofel. Wait, this is already... Okay, this is already... Is that the next pasuk? No, I think we're okay. Okay, so... Kedvar hazet davar Achitofel. Like this did Achitofel speak. Hine al ha'etza lo nistapek Avshalom klal. Right, so Avshalom uses the word davar, and he doesn't use the word etza. Because Avshalom didn't have any doubt about Achitofel's etza, his advice. He knew it was the right advice. Okay? Sheba'ofen ze yapik et asher zamam, rak she samar bisaro min hadavar hazeh, she davar laharog et hamelach. So I think that these are literary, flowery phrases, but he knew that the purpose would come out of this, but he doesn't want to kill the king. He doesn't want to kill his father. Ve'al hadavar v'haklata hazeh sha'alato, and it's on this thing and this decision he's asking him, im yaskim lazeh, if he agrees to this. Ve'im lo yaskim lazeh, and if he doesn't agree to this, yedaber etza acheret, ech nichratz ba'opven shelo yarog hamelch. Then he should give different advice on how they can go forward in a way that's not going to kill the king. V'chein lo amar ke'etza zo ya'atz Achitofel. And that's why he doesn't say anything about the advice that Achitofel did. Ki al ha'etza lo sha'al klal. Because he's not questioning the advice at all. Sha'eta yashara be'enei kulam. It was straight in everyone's eyes. Rak al ha'davar. It's only on this thing of killing the king. V'ha'gzera la'arog ha'damelch. And the decree to kill the king. Okay, so everyone understands the difference between the Eitzah versus this one element of the Eitzah. Okay, so Pasuk Zayin.
That is the whole Eitzah.
Right, but he said, so, yeah. But I guess it's the Eitzah to get to the purpose. And does, so that's good Eitzah to get to this purpose, but does Hushai have a different Eitzah to get to the purpose that doesn't involve the one thing of killing the king? Okay. Vayomer Hushi al Avshalom. Okay, so now this is like Hushi's moment. It's life or death here. And he has to both save the king's life without letting on that he's a spy. Okay. So Vayomer Hushi al Avshalom. Hushi says to Avshalom, Lo tova ha'etza asher ya'atz Achitofel befam hazot. This advice that Achitofel gave you is not good this time. Okay? So you can see his diplomatic skills coming into play here. Chet. Vayomer Hushi, ata yadata et avicha. You know your father. And here, in contrast to Achitofel's advice, and this is based on what Rav Amnon Bazak said, I've highlighted here all the second person usage. So whereas Achitofel used a lot of first person, you can see all the alephs and the e endings from Achitofel. Here Hushai is speaking directly to the king and using a lot of you, and he's also going to use we. He's never speaking in the first person. Granted, he's older, so he doesn't have the strength and vigor that Achitofel has in terms of what he can actually do himself, but he's still playing to Avshalom's ego. Whereas Achitofel, as much as it was sound good advice, Avshalom doesn't get any glory in that, except for to become king, but it's not enough for some people. Okay. You know your father, Vet Anshav, and his men, ki giborim hema, because they are great warriors, umare nefesh hema, and they're also very bitter, kadov shakul besadeh, like a bear that is lost a child in the field, and we still use that expression today, like a mama bear, right? Ve'avicha ish mechama, and your father is a man of war, ve'lo yalin etam, and he won't let the nation rest. So he's playing on his knowledge of his father as a warrior. And he's going to speak about both a bear and an aryeh, which Rav Bazak reminds us is the language that David himself used to describe himself to convince, I think it was right before Goliath, that he was capable of doing it. He's like, I killed a bear and I killed a lion. So it's the same language. Tet, hine ata, So even right now, he's hiding in one of the pits or one of the places, and it will come to pass if there fall among them the first, then someone will hear it and say, there has been a massacre among the people that are behind Avshalom. So if you go right now, they are prepared for you. And the minute you kill even one person, it will be known and they will be ready to fight you back. And also like he's a ben chayel, he's brave, he's valiant, and his heart is like the heart of a lion. So that's the bear and the lion. He may see mas, and will utterly melt, right? Like cafe names, like instant coffee, it melts. Okay, names. Ki yodea kol Yisrael ki gibur avicha uvenei chayel asher yito. Because everyone knows that your father is heroic and all of the valiant people that are with him. Yudav ki atzi ha'asof yasef alecha kol Yisrael. So what's my advice? Is that you should gather all of Israel, Midan ve'ad Beersheva, from Dan in the north until Beersheva to the south. This also reminds us of Shmuel Hanavi, who would travel from Dan to Beersheva and united all the people. Kechol asher al hayam, like the sand of the sea. Lerov, for the majority, upanecha holchim bikrav. In your face, you should lead them in battle. Okay, let me just make sure. Yeah, you personally will go to battle. Yod bet, uvanu elav be'achad ha'mekomot asher nimtza sham, and then we will come to one of these places where he's found. Ve'nachnu alav ka'asher yupol hatal ahadama ve'lo notar bo u'b'kol anashim asher ita gam echad. Okay, and we shall light upon him as the dew falls on the ground, and there shall not be left of him and of all the men that are with him, even one. Yugim avim el ir yeasaf vehesiu kol Yisrael el ha'ir hahi chavalim v'sachavnu oto ad hanachal ad asher lo nimtza sham gam tzur. Okay, so even if they all manage to go into a city, and all of Israel should bring up ropes to that city, and we will drag it to the valley until there shall not be found there even one small stone. Okay, so he gives this very impassioned story of Avshalom being the big hero, leading this huge army contingent onto David and completely overwhelming them. And also, in this case, what can happen with David? He doesn't have to be killed. He could be taken captive, right? So they'll just completely overwhelm them. And it doesn't make any sense to try to do a sneak attack because David is such a great warrior. There's no such thing as a sneak attack when it comes to David. Okay, so that's advice. And let's read the commentary. We're going to leave till the end of the class how Avshalom responds. Okay, So Zayin, Vayomer Hushi, Lo Tova Ha'etza. Umnam Hushi Hiskil Ma'od. Even though, so Hushi is very enlightened here. Vilo Amar Lo Tov Hadavar, Rak Lo Tov Ha'etza. So Hushi sort of ignores what Avshalom says about Achitofel, about the Davar versus the Eitzah, and Hushi goes right into the Eitzah. He says, he doesn't say the thing wasn't good, the matter wasn't good. He says the Eitzah wasn't good. Ratzon lomar she'im hayta Eitzah tova lehasig al yada et ha'tachlit haya maskim lezeh. He says, if this had been good advice, where they actually could have achieved their purpose, then he would have agreed with him. Rak shehi Eitzah schela lo la'azor velo la'hoyal. It's ridiculous advice. It's idiotic advice. It doesn't help and it doesn't serve any purpose. Chet vayomer Hushi be'er dvarav. He explains his words. Ki hine atzat Achitofel benuya al shtei yesodot. So the advice of Achitofel is built on two foundations. Aleph, the first one, she'avdei David hem ata medukaim v'refui yadayim v'yachridum pachad pitom. The one of the foundational pieces of Achitofel's advice is that the servants of David are now depressed and weak, and that they'll tremble from fear, from sudden fear. Bet she David shochev lebetach ben gedudav be'en pachad. That David right now is lying like in surety among his troops without any fear. Ubishnehem lo hiskil vatila hefech. In both of these pieces of advice are ridiculous, and in fact, it's the opposite. Aleph, one, ata yadata et avicha ve et anshav ki giburim hema. You know your father and his people, that they're heroic. Umare nefesh hema, and they're very bitter. Kedov shakul basadeh, like a bear who has lost a child in the field. Kamo hadov sheshichlo banav, like a bear who's lost its children. Sheaz meirov merirut nafsho, yicharaf nafsho lamavet. So, like, from all of the bitterness of his soul, he is like death, ki hem biotam nir dafim el hasadeh, because they were chased into the field, lo yashuvu mipnei kol viach rafu nafsham lamut. They won't go back anything because their souls want to die. This, I'm not understanding this properly. I think maybe it's saying, I think I mistranslated, that maybe his, rather, lamut, it's lamavet, that his soul wants to kill, like the bear wants to kill when it's bereft of its child. And therefore, that's the state of David and his people, that they're so bitter and they were chased out and they're ready to kill. Okay, sorry about that. But, she'avicha ish melchama, that your father is a man of war, ve'ya'al libo lehishamer, shelo yiplu alav pitom, and it already occurred to him to guard himself that nothing happened suddenly on him. Below Yalina Ta'am, Rakinehu Nikva. And he's not letting the nation rest. He is hiding and ready. Tet veheya kinaful, and it'll be like if somebody falls. And after he's shown that this advice is not useful, not only is it not useful, but it'll cause damage and loss. Because they won't succeed in the first time, hagam rak yudbed elef, because they only brought out 12,000 men, again, the biblical proportions, hashomea lo yavchin parte hadavarim. The one who hears it won't understand the details. Ve'yomer ki im Avshalom lachmo gam kar'u v'naflu. And they'll think that it must be that Avshalom has also lost many people. Ubeze yimas leva'am, and with this the nation's heart will melt. Asher od pacha davicha ugvurav aleihem, and the fear of your father and his great men will be upon them. Okay, so meaning you're only planning to bring 12,000 men. So when there is some kind of battle, and whoever is left from Avshalom's people will be even less than 12,000, and nobody would have imagined that he would only go out with 12,000 men. They would have thought he'd gone out with tens of thousands of men. So therefore, it must be that Avshalom lost a lot more men. And then they'll be even more afraid of David HaMelech, with Avshalom only coming back with so many men, with a few hundred, whatever it is. Okay. So Yud Aleph.
By the way, the Radak says that even if it was David's first men who fell, that since it was at night, that Avshalom's men couldn't understand that, and since they knew David was a mighty war, they would still panic.
Right. Excellent. Yes. Okay, good. Okay, so Yud Aleph ki ya'atzti, that I advise. Achar shesachal etzat Achitofel, after he made Achitofel's advice look ridiculous. Ya'atz etza acheret. He then gives different advice. Hefech etzat Achitofel, the opposite of Achitofel, b'chol hapratim, in every single detail. Aleph, shelo yiplu alav tachef, that he shouldn't go out immediately. Rak yamtinu ad yasfu kol Yisrael, wait until you've gathered all of Israel. Bet, shelo yatzu b'ma'at am, he shouldn't go out with a small group of people. Rak he'asef yasef alecha kol Yisrael, he should go out with a lot of people. Gimel, shelo achitofel yipol alav, that Achitofel shouldn't be the one who kills him. Rak upanecha holchim bekrav, that you yourself need to go out there to battle. And then Yud Bet Dalet Shelo Yiplu Aleihem Belaila, that they shouldn't go out at night. Ubesafek im nimsa sham David bein ha'am, and with doubt that David's even there among the nation. Rak ubanu alav be'achad hamekomot, rather they should go out to one of the places asher neida bebirur shenimsa sham, that we know for sure that he's there. Velo belaila, and not at night. Rak nachnu v'nachnu alav ka'asher yipol hatal, we should go out at the falling of the dew. It's the light of the morning. The time that the tal, the dew, falls on the ground. That's also what Abarbanel said. Yitzchak Abarbanel. Harav Yitzchak Abarbanel. And what, we won't kill only the king. Rak tarbar b'kol anashim. Only that nobody will be remaining. Gam echad, even one. Ritzon lomar im behereg, rather it's with killing, im benit posa mel chaim, or we take the king alive. Vilo tirash betok kach imtza are mivtzar vechasa sham, and we won't be afraid that maybe there's a fortified city there. Ki, because im el ir yesaf vehasiu kol Yisrael, because if he gathers to a city, then all of Israel will live. Shekoze nakel im yitasfu chayal rav v'atzum. All this will be easy if we gather a huge and great force. Lo b'chayal ma'at, but it wouldn't be with just a small force.
There's a lot of commentaries that you do this to stall for time.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Okay, so now Yud Dalet. Right, we're going to see next week that because he has the time that they have to gather a big force, he has time to tell the Kohanim to send word to David. So I'm giving you a spoiler alert. Sorry. Okay, Yud Dalet. Vayomer Avshalom v'chol ish Yisrael. And Avshalom said, in every man of Israel, remember what I told you to pay attention to before, who liked Achitofel's advice? The Zakenim, the elders. Okay? But here it's called ish Yisrael. So it's the men on the street that like Hushai's advice. Tova atzat Hushi ha'archi me'atzat Achitofel. So Hushi won. Hushi's advice won. They like it better. V'Hashem tziva lehafer et atzat Achitofel. And now we get like the behind the scenes that Hashem is the one that sought to loosen the advice of Achitofel. Hatova, that was actually good. Lebavor hevi Hashem el Avshalom etara'a, in order that Hashem could bring onto Avshalom badness. Evil. Okay. So, the Ralbag, so I have a few different explanations of this. I thought were all interesting. Vayomer Avshalom b'chol ish Yisrael. This instructs us that the elders of Israel did not agree with this second advice, okay? Because it was just Ish Yisrael. Mitzudat David, v'Hashem tziva, Hashem commanded, Ratzon lomar, lo lefi she'etzat Hushi haita be'met tova me'etzat Achitofel. It wasn't really that Hushi's advice was better than Achitofel's. V'lo ze yashra etzato be'eneham, and that's why it was straight in their eyes. Really, Achitofel's advice was really the only way, the true way to reach their desired purpose. Ulam mehashem haitazot, but really it was just from Hashem. Kihu gazar lahafer atzat Achitofel hatova. He decreed to undo the advice of Achitofel, the good advice of Achitofel. Okay, in the Malbim. Vayomer v'az hiskimu kulam she'atzat Hushi hatova yoter. Everyone agreed that Hushi's advice was better. V'hakatuv me'id Shezeh haya me'et Hashem. And the pasuk even testifies that this was from Hashem. Ki be'emet im hayu asim ka'etzat achitofel hayu matzichim. Because had they done achitofel's advice, they would have succeeded. And then I found this crazy source, and it was a great opportunity to learn about Rabbi Elazar of Worms. So it's called Sefer Sodei Razai. I don't know, the secrets of the secrets or something. Sod means secret and Raz means secret also. From the Hilchot HaMalachim, the laws of the angels. Okay? So he's describing all these angels. V'chol malach nikra k'minhag ha-chafetz shemimuna alav. So every angel is called, as is the desired minhag that was appointed upon him. V'yesh malach mimuna lishmor matmunot. And there are those angels that are appointed to guard the hidden things. Ad sheyavo adam le'acher kama dorot v'yimtzenu. Until a man will come after many generations and find it. V'yesh lezaveg ish lisha. And there are those who match up men and women. V'yesh liten machshavot kol davar. And there are those angels that give whatever kind of thoughts. V'yesh levatel davar. And there are those angels who cancel things. And it gives our example. V'hashem tziva lehafer et etzat achitofel. Hashem commanded to loosen the advice of achitofel. So you see how he's reading us? Hashem commanded an angel to put the thoughts in all the people's head that they should prefer Hushi's advice. Ukesha osim shlichutam, and when they do their mission, lamata, below, olim b'mechitzatam l'sherotam. Then they go back up to serve for their regular service. V'yordim achirim kamo le'Yaakov, and new ones come down like happened to Yaakov. Okay, so I just thought that was a really interesting reading of who Hashem commanded, and according to Rabbi Elazar of Worms, who is very famous halachicist, a posek. So I just want to read about him because we have time and it's interesting. So Rabbi Elazar of Worms, Rokeach, was born in Magentia around 1160. So that means he was around the time of the Rambam. He was before the Ramban and he was after Rashi.
What is Magentia?
I don't know. He received his early Torah education from his father, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Kalonimus, Rebbe of Magentia. Subsequently, he moved to Metz, where he studied under Rabbi Eliezer, the author of the Yoreim. I studied in my program. Later, he moved to Shpira, where he studied under his primary teacher, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Kalonimus Bar Meir, the author of Yehusei, Tanaim, Ve'amoraim. I don't know who he is. Rebbe of Shpira, apparently not related. In Shpira, he was educated in the hidden Torah, that's Kabbalah, by his relative, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, whom he stayed by in Regensburg for a period of time. At a certain time, he settled in Worms and established yeshiva. Many of the Torah giants of the generation number among his students, including Rabbi Yitzchak of Vienna, author of the Or Zarua. He lost his wife and children out during the Crusades, and he himself and many of his students were badly wounded. Rabbi Elazar died in Worms at the end of the 5th millennium, 1230 CE, and was buried there. His study hall still stands today. It is known as Rashi's Beit Midrash. So if you ever do one of these tours and you get to Rashi's Beit Midrash in Worms, you know that this is actually Rabbi Elazar of Worms. Although he is primarily known for his halachic work, the Rokeach, which was so prominent as to be one of the first Torah works to be printed, and many times subsequently, Rabbi Elazar was a prolific writer on all parts of the Torah, among the subjects for his commentary, the Talmud, Bible, Midrash, the Siddur, and liturgy. He also wrote ethical and Kabbalistic works. With, as well as many Piyutim. So this is from one of his Kabbalistic works. Okay, so next week we see what happens when they take the advice of Hushai, and we also see what happens to Achitofel seeing that his advice was not taken. We're going to learn a lot more about Achitofel. I've been saving all of these really interesting Gemaras and things about Achitofel for the end of his life. Okay, thank you.